Keith Foley. Today FM. What up, boy? What up, boy? Tell me what I don't know. Everybody anxious a little. Play the music you love. Hey, oh, Ireland, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name, in and on, doing some radio. I'm telling Matt Cooper. Looking at me confused over there. The Perry is ridiculous. What do you mean? JP just gave order this glance of like,
what is he on about now?
Tell me what am I? Tell me what. Are you talking
to the lady who was singing?
What am I? Thank you very much. Tell me what I don't know. You don't even know what you got. Do you not get the reference, no?
You're a ticket, you know that.
Text and WhatsApp. 0874 100 102. And, well, Audrey, we'll just wait. We'll wait until you text him. Because he hasn't a notion for the man of it. Cheese.
Peas?
Cheese.
Cheesy peas?
No.
Oh.
Cheese. Cheese. Do you know what? Don't text in, actually.
What is going on right now?
Don't text him and don't let him know what it is I'm doing. Just leave. Let's all of us leave him in the dark. Because he hasn't a breeze. Right. Getting so many compliments, by the way, on my new aesthetic. My new look.
Right.
People are saying I have a beard. Right? I don't actually have a beard at all. I just have stopped shaving.
I know, but that's a consequence of not shaving, is that you're left with a beard.
But the thing is, it's not like I'm cultivating a beard look. Mm. I'm just not, I've given up on shaving. I'm like, I'm not presenting on the telly anymore on a regular basis. So now I'm just going to let it all go. I let it grow. Why would I need to shave? I don't need to shave. So now a beard has appeared, but it's not like I've made the decision to become a bearded man.
No. It's kind of, it's not quite Zach Galifianakis type beard yet.
But I'm filling out though, so that's the other thing.
Mm.
I've also made the decision, I made this decision a couple of years ago and then it kind of faded away once I lost a few pounds. But when I get big, I go fully into all black clothes mode. It's a Ricky Gervais thing. I saw Ricky Gervais. Well, Ricky, I've seen Ricky Gervais for years, of course, like on the telly and whatever. But at one point, I was like, Ricky Gervais always wears black V-neck T-shirts. And I mean always wears black V-neck T-shirts. And a couple of years ago, when I was at my biggest, I said, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to wear black V-neck T-shirts all the time, like Ricky Gervais. And in fair, that's what I'm wearing now.
I had noticed that yesterday you were all in black, and then today you're very much like Johnny Cash. You're the man in black.
I'm the man
in
black, yeah. Black jeans, black V-neck T-shirt, and it's quite forgiving for the chubby lad.
Nice new black shoes as well.
I bought black shoes as well to go with it, yeah. So I can be confused with either Johnny Cash, Ricky Gervais, or a Catholic priest.
Which one of the three will I go for?
It's just a consistent look. The only thing is, by the way, damn you, Waterford. Damn Waterford. I'm cursing Waterford this afternoon.
What's
on the broadcast.
Waterford gone and done now?
Well, when I say Waterford to you, what do you think? What's the first thing you think of when you think of Waterford?
Waterford Crystal?
Well, right, what's the second thing
you think of Blas, obviously.
There you go, ding, 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 ding. You're right, you got it. Hang on. Get him his dings.
Hang on. Hold the line.
Wait for the dings. Please wait for the
There we go.
Blas. This morning on my way in. I stopped. Well, I don't. In Dublin, they don't call them Blas. They just call them Flowery Baps. But I got a sausage Flowery Bap on my way in. Arrive into work, cup of coffee in one hand, Flowery Bap in the other. Sit down at my desk, resplendent in my black V-neck T-shirt and my black jeans and my black shoes. Take one bite into my Flowery Bap and absolutely destroy myself.
Ah, here. Sauce?
My clothes.
Was it sauce?
No, it was the flour on the flowery bag. It's everywhere. I'm patchy now. Right, we'll do your roll call after Justin Timberlake today. Justin Timberlake. This is Today FM. Mirrors playing the music you love. Ireland. Let's do a roll call. I'm Ray Foley. There's JP.
Ancho.
Orla Orman.
Ancho.
Emma Onshaw on the wireless in Donegal. Reception patchy here. Sorry to hear that you got flour on your baps. Have you tried wearing a t-shirt? I find that t-shirts or even just a simple bra will prevent my baps from getting floury or saucy from Emma. No, Emma, you misunderstood. By the way, I'm sorry to Waterford. I went too far. I crossed the line and I was just very angry and I was taking it out on you. Of course, it's not your fault that your blahs are flowery. I had a flowery bap. I was thinking of Waterford. I was thinking of blahs and I thought, you know, and I'm wearing an all black outfit. Get a bit of flour on me. I flour off me bap onto me lap and me shirt in general. And
it's kind of messed up your clean look. And every time I try and pat, smack it out.
You're grinding it in there.
And then it just gets worse.
Yeah. Dreadful. Hey guys, can you give a shout out to Colin, Keith and John, the Sparheads. Onshaw and listening daily. Love the show.
Hey.
Hey from John. Ira, Mom and Josh Onshaw. Hey Mom and Josh. Wish us luck. We're heading for an x-ray following Josh's surgery 2 weeks ago. Hoping to get back training and get rid of the crutches ASAP from Mom, Alicia and Josh. And they say, love the show. Hey. Hi Ray, I won't be in today. I'm still waiting for a bus outside Marty Park to bring me into town after Guns N' Roses. Stuart in Rathfarnham. They say it's a 5 kilometre walk. So if you walk 2.5 kilometres, Stuart, you're halfway there. Whoa, you're halfway there.
Oh, God.
Do you get it?
That's a Bon Jovi joke.
Because it's like that you go, whoa, we're halfway there. And there were Guns N' Roses last night. Do you get it?
When is Matt on again?
4:30, the
hours.
Last
okay,
word.
All right.
Lads, can you please avoid doing anything memorable today? Easy. Over the last few days, I've had the plain Bing Bongs and the Swedish Chef stuck in my head. Thanks and mostly love the show from A. From Trisha in Roscommon. And lads, Trisha here again. Now I have more Muppets and your Nana Jan stuck in my head. Thanks. Still love the show though. Hey. From Trisha. Yeah, the Muppets and Manamanas were in a couple of minutes. What was Ben trying to say?
Imagine that, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, Ben, our newsreader, struggled to say the two very simple words, imagine that, at the end of his news. And instead he said Nana Jan. Nana Jan. Nana Jan. Nana Jan. That lovable dope. And texts on... Oh, the thing I was doing. I was playing Liberty X. Tell me, what am I? Tell me what I am. Phil is over there. Hi, Phil.
JP, Ray was doing a skit.
A skit. It was a skit and a bit.
I
You're
get
right.
That.
JP didn't have a clue what I was doing.
No. From Peter Kader.
Okay.
All right.
That's why I said cheese.
Cheese?
Cake. Cheese, cake.
Garlic bread. I know the garlic bread one.
Oh, much garlic bread is a taste sensation.
Raymond.
Yes, what?
It's your number one fan in Limerick.
Oh my God, do I have fans? I know I've got like air conditioning. You see what I did there?
I mean Bon Jovi air conditioning.
2.5 kilometres. Oh, you're halfway there. Sorry, Pete, I interrupt from Limerick, yeah.
I believe you're referring to Peter Kay's magnificent sketch about the DJ that talks over every line and every song.
Mm-hmm.
And he does the, what am I, followed by, what have I got, followed by, what do I hit? Anyway, love the show, guys.
I love it when someone's recounting a line and just remembering it being funny without any guy there
laughing.
Yeah, loving it. Yeah, that's Peter Kay there.
Like this.
What am I?
Show me again. What have I got? What have I hit?
Nice.
What have I got? What have I hit?
Text numbers 087-4100-102. You're listening for Adele song later on Today FM. Don't have to be beautiful. Yes. Stuart McMahon from the Guns N' Roses gig he was at last night in Rathfarnham and Marty Park in Rathfarnham in Dublin. He was saying he was stranded there and he couldn't get a bus back into town, the 5 kilometres into Dublin City. So I was saying, once you do 2.5 kilometres, Stuart.
Oh, yeah.
Let us know when you're on the way, when you've reached that milestone, and then you'll be halfway there.
Do you know, it's nearly better the second time around.
Do you like that?
Nearly, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've had an update from. Well, actually, do you know what, Stuart? Thanks for the text, and thanks indeed for the update. He said, "Ray, Stuart here in Rathfarnham again. I've given up now on the bus, and I've started walking into town. I'll let you know when I'm halfway there. Love the show."
Hey,
from Stuart. Stuart, I tell you what, actually. As you're going, and it's a long old walk. It's a long old walk to your destination on into town. Do you know? Right. I would encourage you to don't stop believing as you're making that as you're making that journey.
Today FM's Adele VIP Hideaway.
He's unstoppable.
He's just a small.
He's absolutely
he's just a small town boy. Hey, hey. The Dell thing's happening whether you like it or not.
Oh, it's tomorrow, isn't it?
What? The gig's on Friday. The giveaway's tomorrow morning.
Exactly.
We want to get you in the draw with Dermot and Dave tomorrow afternoon. If we play an Adele song on the show, you got to text in the word Adele along with your name and where you're from and your age to 087-4100-102. The usual number, but you have to hear an Adele song playing on Today FM as part of our great gig giveaway, the grand finale, sending you to London. That's right, Adele is performing in London's Hyde Park this Friday. Dermot and Dave are going to do the draw, the giveaway, tomorrow morning on air here on Today FM. So they'll call you, they'll say, "Hey, great news. What's that, Dermot and Dave? You're going to see Adele in London. Pack your bags. Because we're sending to Adele in London tomorrow on Friday. And we want you to get in that draw. So when you hear an Adele song on the show, text Adele along with your name, where you're from and your age, 087-4100-102. We'll send you to the gig as a VIP, hotel, flights included. You'll be in the Gold Circle viewing area, access to the VIP area with a private bar, extra seats and fancy toilets.
Oh, lovely.
Adele will be really looking after you. We'll text her ahead of you going over. We'll be like, "Adele, we're sending over a couple of our pals. Make up the spare room.
Minimum 3-ply toilet roll, please."
Absolutely. Really look after you. You're listening for Adele, and it's my favourite Adele song.
Ooh.
We'll do that in a few minutes. We're playing Latto as well. Hang on.
Ray Foley.
Look at my wrist,
and
it's a new watch. Come on. And you watch it.
This the remix.
Latto and Big Energy. Today FM playing the music you love. That's a lovely watch, actually. He's after getting.
Yeah,
really nice.
You're just going to have a conversation with all of the songs today, aren't you?
Yeah, you are. Hey, Today FM, we play the music you love. I'm Ray Foley, and the Adele song that you're listening out for. I said it's my favorite Adele song. Okay, I want you to when we're playing this next song. Okay, I want you to visualize me. On my own, in the car, driving from Cork to Dublin. I'm guessing around lunchtime on a Friday afternoon. And I've just gone past Junction 3 Supermax on the way up. I'm approaching maybe the toll, the second toll. So the first toll out of Cork, and then the second toll at like Leash, Port Leash, whatever.
The story is rich in detail.
I'm telling you. The song comes on. And I'm about 90 seconds into it, 90 seconds, 2 minutes into it. It's long enough, it's like 4 minutes, is it? Yeah, 4.5 minutes. And I am weeping.
Oh, no, really? Wow, okay.
Absolutely bawling.
In bits, right.
Bawling my eyes out. to this.
This is Today FM.
Is Today FM.
My God, though, it's so good. This song, I think this song is perfect. Okay, I'm going to have a little cry. You can text in, you know what to do. This is Adele on Today FM.
Everybody loves the things you do when we were young.
Oh, God. Kleenex to Studio 2, please.
Is someone chopping onions in here? This is ridiculous.
Today FM's Adele VIP Hideaway.
That line, let me photograph you in this light. And she throws in a little syllable, this light. I swear to God, it gets me every time. Like a punch to the solar plexus. Oh, crying on the M8.
That'd be good to hear live, though, in London, wouldn't it?
I highly recommend, if you haven't watched it, the video for that. There's a YouTube video of her singing that a cappella, or like live, in a studio. She's absolutely incredible. Watch it. It's a oh my God. You get to see her live as well. Let's get someone in to win. I want another finalist. Dermot and Dave are going to be making the cut. It's ringing. Today FM's great gig giveaway with Adele. Live.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Is that Lisa?
It is, yeah.
Are you in work, Lisa?
I am in work.
Not able to talk too loud.
No, you're okay.
Where are you? What do you work at?
I'm working in UL at the moment.
In UL?
Yeah.
What do you... Is it not finished in UL?
It is finished, but we still work in the background.
All right, what do you do?
I do finance for the student union.
Oh, very good. So you've been going all through the summer then, yeah?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, pray for the administrators in the education sector. Yeah. Have you seen Adele before?
No, I haven't seen her before, no.
She is... I was saying, go and look at that when we were young. Go and look at it on YouTube. It's amazing. That'll
perfect.
Give you a little taster of what to expect on Friday night if you win. Dermot and Dave are doing the draw tomorrow, and you are in to win, madam.
Yeah!
Well, thanks, madam.
You're welcome. Listen, I will let you go back to work immediately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Lisa.
And some entrants to a biscuit baking competition in England are being called out as cheats. The mayor of the town says some people who looked at the categories, they saw the ones that weren't well represented, they popped over the road to the shop and bought biscuits and entered them. It was all for a prize of £10. And actually, when he saw this cheating going on...
Here we go.
He decided, you know what? You're not deserving of the £10 prize. I'm going to cut it to £3.
Okay, well, there you go.
Well, that really takes the biscuit.
Hey.
Oh, dear.
Hey. That's how it crumbles, huh?
That makes a sweet melody. This is Today FM, playing the music you love. Hey, oh, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. JP's here as well.
Oh, yeah.
Day 7, soft launch day 74 of the broadcast of the little show that could. And still no indication this is becoming a permanent fixture on the Today FM schedule. Is there any,
No.
Just checking your,
No.
No. On the subject of the biscuit cheating biscuit baking competition, as Ben was covering in the news bulletin there at 3 o'clock, would those biscuits cheat? I was saying that really takes the biscuit. Ben argued back that that's just how the cookie crumbles. Emma was in touch. She said, would those biscuits cheat winners be considered jammy or dodgy? Hey?
Emma, please don't encourage him. Please, come on.
Well, both, I'd say. If they got away with it, it got £3 out of it, £3 prize winnings. That's a pretty jammy situation. And extremely dodgy if they went across the road and bought the biscuits in the shop. Oh my God, JP, make him stop. Please, from Darren.
Oh yeah, good.
Hey Ray here. That's Stuart guy. Oh, this is Stuart, who was at the Guns N' Roses gig in Dublin last night. He wasn't able to get a bus home. He's still making his way the 5 kilometres into Dublin city centre from Marley Park in Rathfarnham. I urged him, because he was at the Guns N' Roses gig, I urged him that once he gets 2.5 kilometres, he let us know. And then, whoa, he'll be halfway there. Which is a funny joke, in fairness.
It was the first time.
Because it all ties in very well. Ray, I am halfway there now.
Oh.
From Stuart walking through Rathgar. Love the show.
Hey.
From Stuart. And is Stuart on his own then? Like, was he solo at the gig? Or does he have an accompaniment? And I suppose as you set off, Stuart, on the second part of your journey. Well, it may not be the only road he's ever known, but it is certainly the most... Do you have Google Maps, Stuart? Are you able to get, I mean, the most direct route if you can get it in? I wish you the very best. Do keep us updated on your journey throughout the afternoon. Make sure you get home safe and sound. Guns N' Roses and Marley Park in Dublin last night. Well, I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying my... I've had my fun. But that's not the matter. Crank it up. This is brilliant. Aha, take on me. This is Today FM. Yes, it is and shine. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Red Foley on in the afternoon. Thank you very much. Years and years Today FM. Hi guys, hello from 32 degrees. Is it Zadar?
Or Zadar could be.
Zadar or Zadar?
Never been there.
In Croatia.
Oh, lovely.
Very. Oh, Croatia! No recession around here. It's fab here, and all the better for listening to your chats on Today FM. Love the show.
Hey.
From Gráinne and Dermot. Hey, Gráinne and Dermot. Have a lovely time in Croatia. And good luck getting back. You're staying in Croatia in your summer holidays until 2023. You can get a landing slot back in Dublin. No, enjoy. It's supposed to be gorgeous, actually. And on Stuart. Yeah, this is Stuart taking the walk in from Marley Park in Rathfarnham in Dublin. Someone suggested the other Ray texted and said flag down a big yellow taxi. Very good.
That's Joni Mitchell, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, just to clarify, he was at Guns N' Roses, sure was.
A Guns N' Roses gig, yeah.
Guns N' Roses.
So when he's half, once he's 2.5 kilometres in, he'd be, whoa, halfway there.
It's Bon Jovi again.
Very good,
it's
yeah.
Not Guns N' Roses.
Ray, I'd say that Stuart is, quote, all right now. All right now. Well, he's not all right now because he's still on the way in. All right now. So, baby. He's not all right now. But Stuart, when you get in, just drop us a text to let us know you got home safe and put right on the text message,
not
please.
Well,
that's Free.
Yeah.
It's Free that sang that song, yeah. And I was asking as well if he was using Google Maps to determine his route, the quickest route home. And yeah. Apparently he's using a GPS and it's dodgy and it's sending him all over the place. Likes it. La 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 likes it. La 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 likes it. There he goes. He's rocking all over the world.
Ray Foley.
All over the world. KLS. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Ireland. Hey, good afternoon. Ray Foley's my name. Hey guys, any chance you could say hello to us? Chris and her son Ben, age 10, in Cork here. We've just finished a jigsaw we've been doing on and off since March. There are 5 pieces missing.
Oh God. that jigsaw isn't finished then.
It's not finished.
No.
The jigsaw will never be finished. So from now to the end of time, unless you go and buy the jigsaw again and find the missing 5 pieces and bin the other 995.
Jigsaws give me anxiety.
I love a jigsaw.
I can't do a jigsaw. First of all, your back's in ribbons because you're bending over the jigsaw. And then I'm just useless with jigsaws.
Cool story. we now hate beagles. Love the show.
Hey.
From Chris and her 10-year-old son, Ben. And the beagle, I presume, is the dog that ate the... Do you know what? You just keep an eye on the movements of the beagles.
Right, okay, yeah.
5 discolored pieces.
It'd be amazing if they came out
intact.
Put together. Forming a perfect image from the jigsaw all in one bit. It's like, that beagle's a genius.
My God. That beagle's arse did an incredible job of this jigsaw. The subject of Stuart, who's still walking. Stuart is still walking from Marley Park in Rathfarnham from the Guns N' Roses gig last night. It seems like Stuart is on the road to nowhere. From Dave. Cheers, Dave.
Not Guns N' Roses, then.
It's not
Guns N' Roses.
I suppose, yeah, you're right.
It was a Guns N' Roses gig.
It's not a Guns N' Roses song. And who's that that texted? He's on The Final Countdown. That's a good one, you see. That ties in perfectly with Guns N' Roses.
Yes, it's spot on.
It's The Final Countdown.
You know what? You're right, Ray. I'm just going to give in.
He's nearly home.
Yeah.
He's walking up the driveway. Music's playing from Today FM in the background.
It's the final countdown! Come on, Stuart.
It's all good, man. It's all good. It's all good. Who was the... Phil sent us... Aussie Phil sent us the recommendation on the Adele song, When We Were Young. I played it for our Adele final earlier on. And he said... Never mind your Adele singing it on YouTube. There's an incredible cover of it.
Ray, you should check out the best cover of that Adele song. It's done by a guy from Portugal, winner of the Portugal's version of The Voice.
I didn't know he actually won The Voice. It turns out his name is Fernando Daniel, and this was his audition, his blind audition. You see, you know, on The Voice, all the chairs are backwards. And the dude starts singing the song, and like... I don't even know if he's got a second. It's only one note out of his mouth. And instantly two judges or coaches whack the buttons, twist the chairs around.
Everybody loves the things you do.
Like straight away.
Straight in.
Ridiculous.
Look at that.
From the way you talk.
Ant and Dec look really different. Of course, they're not on The Voice, are they? Who's in The Voice? Who does The Voice in England?
No idea.
No.
To the way you move. Everybody here is watching you.
Oh my God, though. This one's going to make me cry as well.
Feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if my chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know.
Turning his chair around.
It was just like a movie. You would sound like a song when we were young.
Unbelievable. They're all crying as well. I should cry myself. Jeez, he sounds very like R. Kelly there at the end, doesn't he? My God.
Ray Foley.
Amy Winehouse and Valerie, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Was at Guns N' Roses in Rathfarnham in Dublin last night. Missed the last bus, had to walk in. And the fun we've been having ever since. Guys, it's been an electric afternoon of puns and nonsense.
When did Stuart... Let's get a timeline on this right.
Mm.
So you said that his trip was approximately 5K.
5 kilometres.
Okay, okay. And what time was this roughly? Was it about quarter past two,
yeah. About an hour ago. He's taking his time, though.
Nearly an hour and a half to walk 5 kilometres.
John Paul, he's been up all night.
90 minutes divided by five.
He's just after texting us, actually. Hi, Rain Gang. Stuart here again. I've just made it into town.
Oh,
there
wow.
You go.
Okay, great stuff.
Although I'm not. all right now. Where is it? Sorry, let me. Please hold. I've got it there somewhere.
Wait for it.
Did I close it?
Wait.
You got the. No, I don't have it.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, I do have it.
Oh, what a shame.
He's not all right now. Again, not a Guns N' Roses song. I've just realised I left my Stars and Stripes bandana at the bus stop in Rathfarnham.
Look. That's a strong look.
I will let you know when I'm halfway back there. Just text and say, whoa, I'm halfway back there. Love the show. Hey. From Stuart. Darren's been on as well. He says, at this rate, lads, poor old Stuart is going to get caught in that cold November rain by the time he gets home. From Darren.
That is a Guns N' Roses
finally
song.
Actually hitting us.
Well,
and hey, Ray, when Stuart gets home and in the door, his mother can say, oh, sweet child of mine, where you been?
Well done.
Cue numerous air horn sounds from Sean in Mayo. Sean, I'm not allowed to play the air horn anymore. People complained. And actually, I went looking for Sweet Child of Mine, and I have, this is the title on the file, on the WAV file on my computer, right? Polka Sweet Child of Mine.wav. I have no idea what it sounds like. Right. I have no idea why I have this, but I have it in my files and folders from at some point during the broadcast down through the years.
We're breaking all the rules and starting off with a bang. Hit it, Joe.
Oh my God, I love it. Did they do this version last night? Stuart, could you let us know? Cheers, man, I really appreciate it. Let's go! Amazing. All right, that'll do then. Thank you very much. We'll give it a Google. Go find it yourself. One is you make me happy. Nathan Dodd to Day FM. Nathan Dodd, 21 Reasons, featuring Ella Henderson on Today FM, playing the music you love. Oh my God, where do I get that Sweet Child of Mine polka remix? Lorraine, I'm not going to lie to you. I have absolutely no idea. If you want me to send it to you, I will, though. I'll send it to you on WhatsApp or whatever, because... Or I'm guessing you can get it on the internet. I have it. I found it on a hard drive of mine. And the created date was June 2015 on it. Where were we in 2015? I think we were about to get fired, weren't we, from 19? And this is why. I love the sound effects on it as well. It's great. Yeah, so Google Polka, Sweet Child of Mine. I'm sure you can find it. You'll find it on YouTube. And who was? Someone texted as well saying, since you're doing requests, any chance you'd stick on the Swedish Chef doing Lizzo?
Oh, lads, that is... Oh,
sorry, that's the wrong one. This is doing a cover version of Lizzo's About Damn Time, wasn't it?
Doing the rap, wasn't he? He was in the rap part.
The hurdy-gurdy bit. Yeah, the hurdy-gurdy. Sorry, there he is. It's about damn time. We're the giddy, the witty-bitty, the park. For sure, the work a bit, but I want for pork. The park. We're the giddy poor, itty bitty poor, itty titty, park. Ray Foley. Charlie XCX, boom, clap, Today FM. We play the music you love. I'm Ray Foley. Hello there, Ray here. JP there.
How are you?
Orla there.
Hello.
I'm feeling great because I'm doing my bit for the environment.
Oh.
My wife is making me do her bit for the environment by not letting me get a car. So I have to get public transport. I got the bus in again this morning. And you know, you feel a real... Yeah, I hate every minute of it. But then when I get off the bus, I feel a great sense of accomplishment.
Yeah, you're doing your bit, yeah.
I'm doing my bit. And then, again, this evening on my way home, I'll once again get on the bus. I hate every minute of it again. Hate the other people around me. The smell of other people. Just generally just being in close vicinity with members of the public. And then...
Not a people guy.
But then, Ray Foley, people guy.
You're reducing your carbon footprint is what you're doing.
And when I get in the door, I'll whinge to my wife. I'll go, come on, please let me get a car. No, we're not getting a car. She has a car, by the way.
Oh, that's handy for her.
Oh, totally
it?
Fine for her. And also, she doesn't drive anywhere. She's still working from home.
Ah, here.
Any chance I can drive the car? No, I need the car to pick up the kids. You can't get a car. You get a bus to work. I got a bus to work this morning. And I saw the most... I love to get the front upper deck on the bus.
Good view.
Upstairs, great view. Looking at the front. And, I saw the most amazing thing. I saw what I'm guessing was a school tour, a primary school tour. And they were walking. This is in Dublin city centre. I don't know where they were from, but it was in Dublin city centre and they were walking along and it was such a big long queue of them. They were taking up most of the street, the whole way along the street. Would say every five kids or so, there was an adult, either a teacher or a supervisor, an SNA or something. But the system that they'd worked... The system that they had worked out, it's actually quite clever. We never did it in our school. It seemed to be all of the oldest kids, like the sixth classers, all had a designated baby infant or junior infant kid.
Like a mentor kind of situation.
By the hat.
Oh,
and they were all walking along.
And you're in bits and you're listening to Adele in the earphones and everyone beside you is thinking, why is that grown man crying again?
It took everything I could to not open, you know, the tiny little windows on the bus, the little flap windows, yeah. And shouted, I love you. I love it. You're adorable. Yes, you are. Can you imagine the reaction? Weird overweight man crying on the bus. Standing in line to see the show. I was saying I was on the bus a few minutes ago and I was on the bus earlier on, but I was saying it a few minutes ago. So a few minutes ago I was telling a story about being on a bus.
Okay.
Seeing a school tour and the sixth classers who, by the way, sixth class kids, they're practically in secondary school now. They're teens, like. And they were holding the hands of all of the, like, much younger, I'm guessing, junior infants kids on the school tour, and I swear to God, it broke the baby heart of me. I was absolutely, it was beautiful. Ray, it's called a buddy. The sixth class students team up with a junior infant as a little buddy, and they look after them from Emma.
I don't remember students being as nice when I was in school.
Lovely, lovely. Played the Red Hot Chili Peppers a couple of minutes ago as well. What a song, unbelievable. By the way, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, they're performing tonight in Marley Park. Actually, fingers crossed, they stick to the set list and don't go over time. They don't want it to be ever long.
That's a Foo Fighters record.
Not the Red. All right, yeah.
It's not the Chili
Peppers. Stuart was on as well. Stuart, as you know, was at the Guns N' Roses gig last night in Marley Park, making his way into town. He missed the last bus.
Yeah.
He said, hey, all, Stuart here, .. again. I've broken into a run. I was born to do it. Now I know why cowboy boots and a leather jacket are not the preferred choice of joggers. Past halfway there and nearly there. Love the show.
Hey.
From Stuart.
Bruce Springsteen reference there, by the way, in case you missed it. Not Guns N' Roses. Bruce Springsteen. Yeah, born to run. Good stuff.
Well, I said, well, fingers crossed, the public transport system back in from Marley Park tonight from the Red Hot Chili Peppers will be sufficient to get everyone in. And if you're left behind or if you're late, you're going to have to learn to fly to get back in. Chandelier from Sia on Today FM. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how it's done.
Badly.
Oh, thank God, stop, please, it's unnecessary. Honestly, God. What a great show. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
Nice man.
We didn't get to do Henderson Ella. Henderson Ella, where we speak to Ireland's greatest Ella Henderson tribute act. Her name is Henderson Ella, as in E-I-L-E, the Irish word for other. Ella.
Yeah, that's
Henderson Awan, Agus Henderson Ella. I think it's new polka.cotton. Polka.cotton. Where we uncover some never-before-released June Brown polka recordings in polka.cotton. And we didn't get to do Red Hot Chili Pippa, where influencer Pip O'Connor tells us that she is one of the support acts at Marley Park tonight. Ahead of that Red Hot Chili Peppers gig in Red Hot Chili Pippa. Fingers crossed we get to catch up with her on that tomorrow on the broadcast.
Ray Foley. Matt's next.